bank account, not near enough to cover the amount. Another pause. I made a bad decision. I realize that. Carson gave me $60,000 to pay for the flooring, but I only had to pay half down, and I thought I could invest the rest and make some money before the bill came due. Olivia's stomach sank. Her brother had done some stupid things in his life, but they'd mostly been harmless. Even that time he got drunk and showed up at his ex-girlfriend's wedding reception had only ended up costing him a restraining order and the price of an ice sculpture. What sort of investment? Maybe there was some way to salvage the money. One of the drywall guys retired because he'd given money to this buddy who was a day trader. He told me he had a sure thing that could earn $10,000. And instead lost $21,000? Yeah, I'm so mad at him. The dude actually charged me a fee to lose most of my money. Not Matt's money. Carson's. The noise of students talking was getting so loud that it was hard for her to hear. She held the phone away from her mouth to address the class. Hey guys, settle down and clean your areas. The kids mostly ignored her about cleaning, but the volume in the room decreased. Matt was speaking again. I left $9,000 in cash in an envelope in your old bedroom. Take it to Carson. Tell him I'm sorry and I'll pay him the rest as soon as I earn it. Matt, you've got to come back and work out some sort of arrangement with him. Tell him you'll work for free until you've paid off the debt. Otherwise, he could charge you with embezzlement. I know. That's why I want you to be the one to talk to him. If I tell him what I did, he'll drag me down to the police station himself. You can convince him not to press charges. She coughed in disbelief. Her brother had clearly forgotten her high school history with Carson. How am I supposed to convince him of that? You're a beautiful woman. Do what beautiful women do. What beautiful women do? She repeated. You mean like offer to model for any advertisements he may need? Matt sighed as though she was the one who was being unreasonable. You don't want me to go to jail, do you? Think what that would do to Mom. This was usually her brother's trump card whenever he wanted Olivia's help. The two had had an unspoken agreement since childhood that they wouldn't add any more worries to their mom's already stressful life. Even before their parents' divorce, their mother had been functioning as a single parent, sometimes working two jobs to make ends meet. But this request wasn't on par with writing essays for Matt so he didn't flunk out of school, or making a few of his truck payments because their mother had been foolish enough to co-sign and creditors were about to start calling her. Olivia pinched the bridge of her nose and shut her eyes. No, absolutely not. I'm not pimping myself out to your boss. Sorry to disappoint you, but I don't have the kind of moves needed to bring in $21,000. It was then that she noticed the class had fallen silent. She opened her eyes and saw that Mrs. Newman, the assistant principal, was standing in the classroom doorway. The woman's mouth hung slightly ajar, and her eyebrows were lifted in what was probably horror. The students all returned to their desks, their gazes bouncing back and forth between Mrs. Newman and Olivia. Lovely. I'll call you back, Olivia told Matt and slid her phone into her pocket. Her face was flaming red, she knew that. But she forced a smile at Mrs. Newman that hopefully looked professional. Yes? Mrs. Newman took a step into the room. Her gaze kept going over Olivia in that same disapproving way. I'm taking members of our student council around to deliver thank you gifts to our teachers. She glanced back and seemed to notice that no one was with her. She stepped into the hallway and motioned to someone. A few moments later, Ezra, the school newspaper's photographer, walked in with Wren, the student body secretary. She strode up to Olivia, carrying a gift basket wrapped in red and yellow cellophane, the school's colors. Ezra trailed her, camera raised.